for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, Phil. This is Joanne Nocton. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I had the fiber put in a couple days ago. I think it was last week or so. I think it was CJ who sent me a password and to log on and to do all that.
Okay.
And I waited and waited and waited, and apparently it must have expired. So I called a couple days ago, and they sent me a new thing to click on to sign in. I still can't get in. I tried putting my email, and it says a password. But now the password that you originally gave me, I apparently got rid of the email. I can't find it. So I can't log on. So what do I need to do?
I'd be very happy to help you be able to log into your eCare. So can I you spell your last name for me real quick?
Nocton.
Joanne, all right. Thank you. What is your service address for me?
103 West Chester Street, Kingston, New York.
Thank you very much. And what is your email address?
Nocton at yahoo.com.
Thank you much for that, Joanne. Give me one second. I'd be very happy to get that reset for you. Just give me one second.
So the original password you gave me, I don't have that email. So when I log on to Nocton J and ask for a new password, it says that you guys don't know me yet because I'm not registered.
Interesting.
So I think you got to start from the beginning, I believe. I don't know.
Alrighty, so Joanne, real simple, real easy. So are you ready for a temporary password that you can use to log in right now?
Okay, go for it.
So it's capital F, lowercase A, lowercase L, 2024 exclamation.
2024 exclamation. Okay.
Yep. And you'll be able to log in using that NoctonJ at yahoo.com email address.
All right, I'm going to try it right now while I have you on the phone.
By all means, take your time.
Get in. You don't want me to take too much time. You'll be here all day because I'm not too good with this.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay, I'm in.
Fantastic. Now, if you'd like to reset that password, all you need to do is go to My Profile.
Okay.
Under Security Information, you'll want to click the Edit button.
Wait a minute. I have to get to my profile.
So there's two ways you can access it. There's the Quick Links, which is off on the right-hand side of the screen, or up at the very top, it should be like the fourth option from the top.
I don't see any of that. Now, wait a minute. I can just see. Oh, bear with me because I'm not too good with this stuff. I thought I was logged in. Now, where am I? Oh, yeah.
Did you find the My Profile page?
Nope.
So at the very top of your screen, after you've logged in, you should see a couple of words up there. One should say dashboard, another says invoice and payments, then it says services, and then it says my profile.
Okay, I don't see any of that. Maybe I must be in the wrong thing. I think I logged out. I don't know. Let me try it again.
Uh-oh.
You're talking to not a genius with this stuff.
No, you're perfectly fine. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help customers no matter what their issue is.
The only thing that I see here is it's got the account, it's got my name, it's got a number, total due, click here to change auto pay settings, click here to suspend auto pay, make a payment or view invoice. Up on top, it just says log out.
That's interesting.
So I don't see. What am I supposed to look for again? Profile? I don't see anything that says profile. I don't even know how to get ahead. So the only thing is logout. There's nothing else here. I don't know.
Very
It says
interesting. This
on
might.
top fiber on top, and on the right hand side, the only thing says log out.
Okay, so that's interesting. So for now, if you want to just go ahead and keep that password, what I'll do is I'll pass this information on to our backend services team, because that should not be happening, especially since you've been a customer with us for a while.
No, I just got it 2 days ago.
Oh, so you've been a customer. Your account is active. We've activated your eCare, so you should be seeing the My Profile page. So I'll definitely get this information passed along to the right department so that they can look into it.
Well, it could be me, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to log in, and if it says in the beginning how you put your email address in, it says if you want to change password, then that's when I'll change it. So it's not a big deal
There
on my end.
you go.
That's good, but if you need to do whatever you have to when you're in, fine, but I'm fine on this end as long as I get in.
I'll make sure that that information gets disseminated out to our team that works on the backend stuff so that they can look into and see what's going on, because you should be seeing that page. But other than that, you should be good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Joanne?
One other question. Can you tell me the auto pay? What day of the month is that auto pay? Is it when I got the service?
So
Or is
we
it
actually just
the
recently got new information. So your invoice will be generated on the 4th. That is when you'll that's when you'll get your invoice saying, hey, here's how much you're due. Your due date is 15 days after that. So from the 4th, your due date will actually be on the 19th, and that is when it will get that's when it will pay out.
Okay. And will I get an email or a text saying that, auto pay is due and it'll automatically do it?
So
Do you
you'll
get a text?
get when you get your invoice, that's when it that's pretty much when it says your due date is by, that is when you'll that's the notification of when it's going to be coming out.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Great.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Okay, now is
Okay.
there anything else I can help you with, Joanne?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I have a very happy
Yes.
weekend.
Yes, you too. Bye now.
Bye-bye.